It's time for your AFN Kunsan radio update. I'm Senior Airman Zeke Holloway. Kunsan's 8th Security Forces Squadron and the ROC Air Force's 35th Fighter Group Military Police have started combined security patrols. These patrols are one of many integration plans to help strengthen base defense here at Kunsan. ROC Air Force Assistant Anti-Air Missile Controller Staff Sergeant Bay stopped by the studio to talk more about his day-to-day experience with U.S. service members.
I would have to work in the morning, sometimes in the evening or the night shift, and I basically overlook all of the short-range anti-air missiles in 38th Fighter Group, and also I have to overlook some security cameras to see if everything is in line within base. Every Wednesday, there is a common U.S.-Korean English study group where people can meet together at the library, and we basically talk in English, and sometimes we would read books in English. We will also sometimes go watch a movie or play bowling at the bowling alley. Actually, I think my English has been better than last year, and I think it's thanks to my presence at the English club because, well, talking to Americans all the time really helps me bring up my English skills.
In other news, the two forces participated in a bilateral anti-terrorism response exercise. During the training, airmen from both units sharpened combined tactics and techniques within various scenarios involving a simulated firefight and apprehension of oppositional forces. That's it for this edition, but for more Wolfpack news, go to kunsan.af.mil. Be sure to follow AFN Kunsan on Facebook, download the AFN Go mobile app, or tune in to 88.5 The Eagle and your local AFN television station for the latest updates from Kunsan to across the Pacific. I'm Senior Airman Zeke Holloway, and this has been your AFN Kunsan radio update.